Yeah, baby. Woohoo! Happy Friday, man. Another fantastic weekend. Is it ever going to rain again down here? Weather's been, for you people down here, it said it just gets from hot to cold. First of all, it never gets cold around here. It never gets below freezing maybe a couple times during the year. The weather we've had here like for the last 3.5 weeks has been, we don't have fall here in the South. This is fall, man. 60s and 70s all day, 40s and 50s at night. Get over yourself. It's fantastic. Hope you have a great weekend. Download the TKR app. Get after it. Wayne Schneider, good morning to you. And we'll be ready to rock and roll all weekend long. We got some great shows. I've been recording and producing shows all week long. Fresh new shows up on the Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Pull up Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Just Google it. You'll see our audio boom. Listen to all of our shows. For anything with music in it, including When in Rome, did a great show with Stuart Rome at the Woodhouse Day Spa yesterday. It was a fantastic show with a good friend, Danny O from New Orleans. We did a show there. Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty. Damon Johnson, who had a show last night with Brother Kane. He's got a show. And then, of course, all of our other shows, Wanna Bet, Need to Know, Dark Side of the Pooch. I can go on and on and on. We got 13 different shows. Check it out on the Tony Curry Radio Podcast. It's fantastic. Happy birthday today to Simon Cowell, who turns 63. John Mellencamp, who turns 71. And I didn't realize this, but Simon Cowell is the one judge who didn't want Taylor Hicks to be on American Idol in the finals. And Taylor Hicks has a 46th birthday. I've known Taylor since the days of bringing him on stage down at Oasis, in that place. It's been 50 years since I've been down there. And so I knew Taylor when he came up and was doing stuff with us over at Jocks and at Rock 99.5. And Brian Less, who obviously was his guitar player, or actually his piano player, but he played bass on the keyboards. He introduced me to Taylor. He's like, man, this guy can really sing. This was the Soul Patrol days. And the first time I heard Taylor come in the studio and start singing and playing his harp, I was like, dude, you have got to take it to another level. You got to go to Las Vegas or something and get on American Idol. And he did, and he won the stinking thing. And the guy's great. He turns 46 today. Good friend of mine. I love you, Taylor. I know you're watching this morning, and I wish you a happy birthday this morning in your text. Look at your text. Get your ass out of bed. Staying super busy. I just saw him a couple months ago, but great guy. Happy birthday to Taylor Hicks. We got a couple interesting stories here. Actually, one story I think is really interesting. How often do you swear? How often do you cuss? It's really interesting because I try not to swear at all when I'm doing these Facebook Lives. I was on with Curry and Claypo yesterday. Sometimes for effect, or if you get a little rambunctious, a little riled up, sometimes you'll drop, you know, maybe the H word, the D word, whatever. And certainly when I started having kids 16, 17 years ago, that changes things because you don't want your kids to hear those words. But it is good for effect. I always think about comedians. There are some comedians that drop F-bombs left and right the entire night, and you know what you're going to get, and that's fine. It's funny. Bill Cosby had a whole thing, and now we know about Bill Cosby, right? Bill Cosby had a whole thing where he attacked Eddie Murphy for, like, why do you have to cuss so much during your stand-up routines? It made his routines even funnier. Bill didn't need to do that because he told stories. Some comedians don't like to cuss, some comedians do. But comedians that don't normally cuss, and then they drop a bomb in there, sometimes you're like, whoa. And sometimes it puts the joke over the top. So I get the use of a profanity. We certainly are using more profanity. Trina Nadler, good morning to you. Al Cooper, we're using now more profanity than I think we've ever used in history. And what's really kind of scary is whenever I want to use an F-bomb for effect on social media, I'll do F, asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. I don't ever use the word F-bomb on any of my social media. I don't think I've ever even seen the S word. I think I do S and then asterisk, 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 T or whatever. But if you go onto some like mainstream sites and they're certainly quoting somebody, they have no problem dropping F-bombs and the S thing. And by the way, I think GD is like the worst profanity that you can use anywhere. When someone swears or uses the GD thing, that is like the worst. That's 10 times worse than the F-bomb. That's just me. And there's songs with GD in it. You'll hear GD on television, on network television, but they won't do S or F. And I'm kind of like, and I think GD's a lot worse than anything else. Wayne Schneider. Wayne Schneider. I didn't get into this because I couldn't say happy birthday, but you're right. Vladimir Putin has a birthday today as well. I'm not going to wish him a happy birthday because it's Vladimir Putin. He turned 70. What do you think someone like Vlad's doing on his birthday? And what do you think he does? I mean, people are like, we all think that Russians and Ukrainians are different than we are, and they're all just people. They put their pants on the same way. They listen to the same music we do. They like the same food. different culturally, obviously, but we think like all Russians are like evil and they're just horrible people. There are so many people in Russia right now that hate this war that want to get the hell out. But I do think that Vladimir Putin probably celebrates his birthday a little differently than most of us do, probably. So to get back to the custom thing, so there was this great survey that came out. And by the way, Birmingham was not on the list, which is great. It's a tutoring platform called Preply. Surveyed over 1,500 people living in 30 major cities in the United States to pinpoint where profanity prevails. They found the top 10 cities where people cuss and the top 10 cities where people don't use profanity. And it's really interesting. You know, with the most, in this particular city, people cuss an average of 36 times a day. If I had to count how many times I cuss, I'd probably go days where I don't cuss at all, depending on whether it's a work-related thing or I'm in an argument with somebody or I've just hit my thumb with a hammer. I may have cussed a little bit more. I do find that when I get in an audience or a crowd of guys that are using a profanity, that I'll use profanity more to kind of, I don't know, it's a subconscious way of fitting in. Obviously, I'm not dropping F-bombs when I'm going to confession or seeing my favorite priest. But Columbus, Ohio, maybe it's because the Ohio State Buckeyes. Columbus, Ohio cusses 36 times a day, followed by Las Vegas, which makes a lot of sense because if you've ever sat at a table in Las Vegas, you're cussing. You know what they always say, the difference between saying an Our Father in Vegas and Our Father in church is when you say an Our Father in Las Vegas, you actually mean it. There has been some cussing going on in Las Vegas. And I think a lot of times it's just because people are on vacation, they're cutting loose, and they just feel comfortable dropping F-bombs or whatever, and they do it in Las Vegas. Jacksonville, Florida's third, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Philadelphia, Indianapolis. My sister lives in Indianapolis. She's a good girl. I don't think she'd ever cuss. San Francisco, Fort Worth, Louisville, Kentucky, another city I lived in. Washington, D.C. Makes sense. There'd be a lot of profanity in Washington, D.C. Los Angeles and Austin, Texas. Now, the cities where they swear the least, and this is on average 14 times a day. This goes to say, you know, we always say, we always tell our kids, don't lie. And if you go through your day and you'd have to have a normal day not knowing you're being videotaped and then go back and play it. And they say that we lie on average like 10 times a day, which is like, what? I don't lie. What are you talking about? Little white lies. Hey, you look fantastic today. I hope you have a wonderful day. I mean, those kind of things, those kind of lies. I can't imagine that. But 14 times a day, the least swearing goes on in Phoenix, Arizona. I think I could just dog cuss the weather out there when it's 115 degrees, but it's a dry heat. Portland, Boston, Milwaukee. See, I think about Boston, Milwaukee, the Northeast. I think New Yorkers are probably swearing a whole lot, but they're on this list. San Jose, New York City is fifth for least amount of profanity used. New York City, fifth, least amount of profanity used. El Paso, Chicago, Detroit, Seattle, Houston, Memphis, San Diego, Charlotte, San Antonio, Nashville, Tennessee. They're too busy singing up there to cuss. And then Denver, Colorado. I think it's really interesting. And of course, they went through a list of different times we actually cuss. When we're in arguments, when we hurt ourselves, we cuss. And then, of course, there are times when we cuss when we're actually super happy. You ever been around that guy? Where the guy's like, he's like super happy, like he's just hit a jackpot and he just can't stop dropping F-bombs. It happens. Anyway, I hope you can get through your day without saying a dirty words. And the other thing is, I think is really interesting, is do you cuss more when you're alone or do you cuss when you're around other people? Because I find myself cussing probably more when I'm alone, which I think is a good thing because no one's hearing it. Yeah. And I used to get after it, man. I mean, back in my day, I'd be on stage, and I remember one time I was at the Senior Frog, and I was up there, and I was just, you know, I was trying to fit in, and I was dropping some language that I probably shouldn't have done. This is 30 years ago, and my program director was there, and he came up and said, "Dude, what's up with the language, man? You don't need to talk like that." And it's true, it's true. I try to save my profanity now, either for effect. Quite frankly, when I just got nothing better to say. Kind of like attacking somebody. When you start making things personal, you're done. You don't have anything else to say about somebody. You're losing the argument. You're losing the debate. And so you're like, you just start things, like verbal diarrhea just starts coming out. I'm going to do a better job at not doing that. And I find it very interesting because sometimes you'll get around some people and you'll be very passionate about something and you'll say something that may be just a little off color and they'll kind of look at you and they'll kind of like, oh, they feel like you got to read the room, right? Read the room. How do you do that? Dr. Josh talked about that yesterday. If you walk in, you read the room, you're going to be successful anytime you go. Read the room, find out what everyone's about, get to know everyone first, and then do your thing. All right, Al Cooper is getting after this morning. He is already ready to go at Coosa Valley Auto Sale. I've been talking about them for a couple months. By the way, Al, every time I mention you, all my other clients are like, why aren't you mentioning us? So I mentioned Chris Dorsey, State Farm Team, top 10 guy, Southern Precision Staffing, Kai Gregory, very good friend of mine. Your word and your handshake still means something. They, of course, sponsor our wonderful Livewire Wednesday. Dr. Rab Stewart of the Rossbridge Animal Hospital, Dark Side of Pooch does great. Michael Coleman, who's a very good friend of mine, is the CEO of the Montgomery Food Bank, formerly the Jimmy Hill Mission. Stuart Rome, who's just been an angel for me, fantastic guy. I did a show with him yesterday in Dano. It's called When in Rome with Stuart Rome. It'll be up this afternoon at 5 o'clock. It runs Monday through Friday. Budweiser, our good friends at Budweiser have been fantastic. I've been with them for 30 years. They do wonderful work. And Kip Kiefer from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino does not one but two. He's the only guy that does two shows on Tony Curry Radio on the TKR app, so I want to thank him. And I'm trying to think if I forgot. John Gray from Driscoll Gray does a wonderful job. See, now I have to talk about everybody because I talk about Coosa Valley Auto Sale. Listen, I don't mind talking about everybody because everybody on my radio station kicks some serious booty. They do wonderful and they have wonderful businesses, and I'm very, very happy and honored to be in partnership with all of them. They do fantastic work and certainly work play. Tommy Williams had a birthday recently, about 4 or 5 days ago. Happy birthday to Tommy. By the way, before I forget, we have a Halloween party coming up on October 29th. Is that a Friday? I think it's Friday. What's today? 7th? Saturday? Anyway, look on your calendar. October 29th, go to workplay.com, workplay.com. My good friend David Merlin, who is a paranormal illusionist, he's been with Simon Cowell. He's done the AGT thing. He's done Penn & Teller. He's been with David Copperfield. The guy is unbelievable. He's done cruise ship things his entire life. A really, really funny and really, really good paranormal illusionist. He's going to be doing a special Halloween show on October 29th at Workplay. It's going to be unlike any Halloween party you've ever been to. Ticket prices are super cheap. Go to Workplay, workplay.com, workplay.com, and check him out. And again, thanks to all of our great sponsors who have been with me through thick and thin. We're building something here super, super cool from the ground up. We've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people who not only download the TKR app to get great classic rock and roll all weekend long, but also to listen to all of our wonderful podcasts, and I greatly appreciate it. I couldn't do it without you. Without you, I'm nothing. I don't have a business. I don't have sponsors. I don't have clients, and you guys are great, and I thank you so much for watching us here on Facebook Live. Just stepping in for a few minutes every morning to let you know what's going on. But I love you. Have a blessed day, and thank you so much for watching. Take care of yourself. Enjoy the beautiful weekend. Roll Tide, War Eagle, and go Blazers. The Blazers are back for homecoming tomorrow. First home game, it feels like, in about 6 years. Middle Tennessee State, so best of luck. And we're going to start talking to Mark Ingram, the athletic director for the UAB Blazers, starting next week on a weekly basis. So a lot of great stuff going on. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. I love you. See you. Bye-bye.